Good morning. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. Like his father and grandfather before him, Peter Hansen Tornbu went to sea at a young age, shortly after his confirmation in the mid-1840s. Starting as a ship's cabin boy, he made several long voyages between Europe and North America, during which time he dropped his distinguishing last name, taken from the name of a town in the vicinity where he grew up, and became known as plain Peter Hansen. After sailing for 7 years, his vessel arrived in San Francisco, where Peter decided to desert because he was afraid to return to Denmark on a ship that was so leaky that the crew had had to man the pumps during the entire voyage around South America. This was around 1853, and the captain, fearing that he would lose his crew to gold fever, declined to linger for any repairs. He reloaded the ship quickly and departed, but Peter and a friend managed to leave the ship and hide in a dark, narrow street. The captain walked right by their hiding place looking for them, but they were not discovered. Peter did join the search for gold in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, settling near Paradise, California, where he mined along Butte Creek. At the same time, he planted fruit trees and vegetables that became a good source of income when the produce was sold to miners. He also sold to neighbors, one of whom was a family recently arrived from Arkansas. He fell in love with a daughter of this family and married Elizabeth Jane Boydston in 1858. The couple moved to Trinity, where Peter purchased the 4S mine, so named because all the names of its previous owners had begun with the letter S. After working 2 years, Peter fell so ill with rheumatism that he had to be carried from his mine on a stretcher. His father-in-law took the couple to Chico, and after a month spent recuperating at a hot sulfur spring, Peter's health was much improved, but he was no longer able to mine. The couple then purchased a 160-acre parcel of land near Dayton in Butte County and began to clear it of the large stands of oak and other timber. Both he and Elizabeth worked hard to establish their farm and soon were able to build the first good farmhouse in the county. Over the years, Mary gave birth to 9 children, 7 of whom survived to adulthood. The family's 4 sons, Joseph, Albert, Henry, and Charles Hansen, all became farmers and pioneer almond growers in the area. Peter visited Denmark in 1880 to visit the family of his only brother Niels, who had remained in Denmark, and he managed later to ship them back an organ, as the children in the family were very musical, something that apparently also ran in Peter's family. Some years later, Peter Hansen received a visit from his nephew, Harold Hansen. Harold fell in love with the U.S. and also with Peter's daughter, Emma. However, told that cousins did not marry in America as they sometimes did in Denmark, which was not true, Harold returned to Denmark, where he eventually married and had a family. Over time, the descendants of Peter Hansen lost contact with their Danish relatives, and it was not until 1981 that family contact was reestablished when one of Peter's grandsons, Willis E. Hansen, journeyed to Denmark in search of his Danish roots. One of his long-lost cousins turned out to be the mayor of Dragør, where Peter was born. The following year, Willis returned to Dragør, bringing with him 12 other members of the Hansen family from the U.S. In the meantime, a huge family reunion had been arranged, with special music and skits, and young and old participating. It was obvious that the musical talent in the family had not been lost through the generations. Peter had made an ink drawing of his farm that had been handed down to grandson Willis. And imagine Willis's amazement when he found an exact copy of the drawing in the local archives in Dragør. It and a large collection of unidentified family photographs sent from America were now able to be identified and linked to a former resident of this Danish seafaring town. The Hansen family continues to flourish on both sides of the Atlantic, with renewed visits of relatives between the continents so that the family will not be separated again. And Peter Hansen Tornbu has been placed on the museum's wall of honor. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Ha' det godt i dag.